Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. It's a lovely spring afternoon today, and springing back into action are the amazing Hertfordshire Saracens Mavericks. They got back to winning ways last week, and it's always a pleasure to have on the line one of the hardest working people in sport. It's the director of netball and head coach of the Mavs, Kat Ratnapala. Welcome back to Verum Sports.
Thanks so much, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, it's just an honour, really, to have a bit of your precious time and also, basically, to be a little part of the wonderful journey that has been Mavs' season 2018-2019. And on that note, Kat, I was really delighted to see you guys not only get a win last week. You told us last week, I'm sure listeners can recall, that the training was really good post a rare defeat. But it was almost, to me, fascinating to see how, in that rare defeat, you kind of let the lead slip. And in this victory, bounce back last week as you did, you captured the result, having been down at the half.
Absolutely, yeah. It was, we played Storm last week, and I think I've said it before, I'll say it again, this league is the toughest I've known it ever. And I've been involved in Super Cup when it first was brought in, and then Super League since inception. So it's been a really tough year, and the competition between top team and the 10th team has been really, really tight. Surrey Storm brought the game to us, and absolutely fair play to them. When we first played them, they didn't have their two South African imports in the squad, which made a huge difference to their team. They absolutely brought the game to us, and fair play to them. They were up by half time. We righted a few wrongs. We made some changes in that second half, and they paid off for us. And I think that the depth of our squad is huge this year. I think that's a real testament to all the players that are really pushing for starting seven. Within that squad of 12, there's some real players putting their hands up for starting seven positions and wanting that bib. And I think it was, it was the changes. It was a little bit of us working out what Storm were doing and making sure that we were capitalising on it. And, putting our foot down in that second quarter to make sure that we got the points.
So many fascinating points that have just come out of what you've just said there to me, Kat. Chief of which, again, is the highly competitive nature and the quality of this year's Vitality Super League. I mean, Surrey Storm are perennial contenders, two-time champions, lots of Mavs X connections there. And, yeah, they ran you close, but they are not near the bottom of the league, but they're certainly below you guys. So it's fascinating to see the changing nature of the league. Again, just wanted to pick up on that key phrase though, the squad and the buy-in. That has been the emblem of your quality season to me this very campaign.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the Super League is, I mean, we're going to be coming up to some quite close matches in the next few weeks over the Easter holidays, etc. So where we play on Monday and then we've got Saturday and Sunday matches all in that same week. So it is a very jam-packed season. It's a very close season. So it's important that we don't just have a squad of seven. And there are teams definitely that do have maybe seven or eight players that will be starting. You can pretty much name their starting seven every single week. They don't have a huge amount of players on the bench to be able to call on. And it's something that we've really worked on hard over the summer period and, as I say, made sure that we've got the strength and depth on the squad, not only to push in training but into matches as well. And we absolutely have that. And Surrey Storm, as you mentioned, they're lying, I think, sixth or seventh position at the moment in the league. So they're not in that top four section. However, they did beat Team Bath, fairly recently and took the points off them as well. Team Bath are sitting on fourth place at the moment. So it really is, it's so tight in that middle section. Anybody can really come away with the points. It's just making sure that you stick to game plan and keep pushing for that top four spot, which is absolutely where we're going.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to building up to today's big one. But just a few critical things, again, coming out of this conversation. From memory, when you talk about this kind of condensed, this batch period, which is the Easter time, it was critical to you last year where, again, what was on the cusp of a great season slightly fell by the wayside during that hectic period. Again, I guess as director of netball and, of course, head coach, you must be conscious of that. that. Again, I'm sure the players are aware of that. I guess, is it forewarned and forearmed in 2018, 2019?
Absolutely, yeah. We learned some lessons last year and we're still learning lessons this year. I think that's, as a coach and as a director of netball, you're constantly reviewing and assessing where you are, where you've been, what's just happened, what will be happening. So yeah, I'm learning all the time. I'm learning every day. And, I think anybody within a job that says that they haven't learned anything, I'd question that, because there's a huge amount of lessons that I'm learning every single time I step on court or step into a meeting or step away from the training ground. And I think it's important that you do have that self-reflection as well as a team reflection as well. We constantly want to be moving forward, and we've obviously had the merge with Saracens this year. It's been a massive year for us, and we want to continue to move forward as well. It's definitely not standing still and just expecting things to happen. I don't think anybody can do that in business or in sport. So it's constantly looking for that extra mile and extra inch that we can get.
Total appreciation of process, I think, and again, more critically than that, the buy-in of the players to that attitude and that approach, because ultimately, you could be dictating, but if it falls on deaf ears, it's the players on the pitch, and then of course playing in the training, who have to live and breathe it. Otherwise, it's just so much hot air, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and the players that we selected into the squad this year, they have definitely been Mav players. They live and believe the Mavericks culture, and they've bought into that from day one. To be honest, they've all been fantastic at making sure that they bring themselves and the best selves to training and to matches every single time. And there's a lot going on. Unfortunately, we've had two ACLs. We've got one broken bone at the moment. So there's lots going on at the moment externally, but the players that are fit and able to train are putting their best foot forward, and those that need to rehab and everything else, they're again putting everything 100% into their rehab to make sure that they are coming back even stronger than before. So yeah, the mentality and the culture is something that we really hold strong and true within the Saracens Mavericks culture, and it's really shown in the players. So they're showing a lot of grit and determination and perseverance, really, to get themselves back to where we need to be and to push on for that next performance.
Absolutely, and all these traits, all these qualities have actually kind of been reflected tangibly on your season. Again, bouncing back, it's so critical to bounce back from a defeat, because momentum is this crazy thing. When you're riding the pony and it's great, like you guys went on a 4-5 game winning run, you feel unbeatable, but then it can go the other way. So I was delighted to see the bounce back win. Coming back to that victory, just quickly before we preview today's big one, again, Fisher, 89% shooting accuracy. Bailey, 17 from 18, 94% shooting accuracy. Getting it done. But again, it was a whole team attitude. But I'd like to get your view quickly on last week's player of the match, Michelle Drain.
Yeah, Shelley worked tirelessly. She played wing defence for the first half and centre for the second half. And she worked tirelessly. And our defenders, so Joe Tripp and Razia Kwashi in the first half, and then Lindsay came on to goal defence in the second half. All of those defenders turned over ball. And it was because of the work rate and the consistent approach that Michelle did at wing defence that enabled them to turn over the ball as well. So she, hats off to her, but her resilience, her work rate, her footwork, everything that she gives 110%. And I felt it was credit to her, the reason for turning over the amount of ball that we did in that defensive end. And also I thought her transition over to centre as well, in some crucial times where we really needed her to step up and deliver and handle some of that pressure. And take the momentum and keep delivering the ball. I thought she did that really well as well. So I thought she was a real key player. But you mentioned Karen. Karen was fantastic at the weekend. George Fisher and her link was really strong. Also Linda Keyboard and Raz and Joe Tripp at the back, and Shelley at centre. That back four worked really well for us. So yeah, I mean there's definitely standouts, and I think when you win a game and you make a good comeback and you take points, it's easy to go, yeah, everybody's player of the match. But yeah, Shelley got my player of the match just through sheer work, determination and resilience in that game. So she had a fantastic job.
All those qualities, they will be tested to the fullest extent today. You go up to the East Midlands. Tell you what, it's just tantalising on paper, and I know paper means not a thing. But Mavs in third, 21 points, just three off top. Liberal Lightning in fourth, who you play today. Likewise, locked together with you on 21 points. On paper, suggest this is going to be a doozy.
You've just given me goosebumps. It really is. It really is. It's Loughborough. You mentioned momentum previously. Momentum is absolutely with Loughborough at the moment. I think they're on a 5 or 6 winning streak at the moment. So there is a lot of momentum going with Loughborough at the moment. They are a very confident side. They've got an extremely tall shooter in their midst. We've played the squad before with exactly the same players. So for us, it's making sure that we stick to our game plan, that we are clinical with our attacking play. We know that any loose ball that we're going to give them easily is going to be turned over. And you know, they have got a very lethal shooting and attacking end. So, yeah, for us, it's making sure that we take our opportunities and, you know, turn us over the ball as early as possible and make sure we get it down the other end. So, yeah, it's another step up, but it's absolutely something that we know we can do, we know we can deliver, and it's making sure that they are confident in what they're doing out on court. So really looking forward to the game. It is, as you say, it's going to be a fantastic matchup, and, yeah, just can't wait to get the girls out on court.
Well, I tell you what, if I gave you goosebumps, you've just taken up another notch there. I can barely wait. You mentioned there the reverse fixture without alluding to the result. Again, it's in the past now, ancient history, but you do have that anchor of confidence because, of course, the girls won 64-51 back in the 25th of Jan in front of the home faithful. Something's got to give today. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be thrilling. And then we build, of course, just a few short weeks away now until the epic one against defending champions Wasps over at Milton Keynes, just a few short weeks away. As always, we're excited for you today, Kat. Really, truly are. Third versus fourth. But tell us, how can we learn more and get involved, more importantly, with the amazing season 2018-2019, which is Hertfordshire Saracens Mavericks?
Yeah, so visit our website, which is www.mavericksnetball.co.uk. They can find out all the information, all ticket information, all social media. You can go on any social media, search for Saracens Mavs, and you can find out further information there. But it'd be great to see you. We love a home support. It's fantastic for us, and it's definitely the eighth player that we're looking for. And yeah, it'll be a fantastic game against Wasps. So even if you haven't seen netball before, come along and enjoy the match, because it will be fantastic.
I absolutely second that motion. And we, of course, are going to follow you all season. It's feeling special, but at the end of the day, ultimately, all these sensations count for nothing. It's what's delivered on the court, and I'm sure it's going to be a successful one today, but I've got a feeling it's going to be a tight one. Kat, always a pleasure to chat to you. Put a big smile on my face. I look forward to picking things up with you next week.
Thanks so much, Tony. Thanks.